Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I ran across an article in a magazine that tripped my trigger. Does anybody else use that term anymore? Tripped my trigger. Anyhow, it has to do with our appearance, our clothing. And the question in this article was, has office attire become too casual? And when I think about my feelings about this, I want to extend it way beyond the office. But that's kind of where it started, I believe, is, big companies, big businesses decided they could go to casual Fridays. And so this question was put out there for some experts as well as just kind of people in general. And the first expert that said, yes, it has become too casual, says what began as casual Fridays has transformed into a week-long clothing free-for-all in many offices. So when we talk about casual, that's another thing that I think we need to define, in your mind, in my mind, in the business mind, what does casual mean? Does that mean a pair of jeans without holes? Does it mean a pair of khakis? Does it mean something polyester? What does that mean in terms of clothing? And in terms of what's on top, does that mean a low-cut blouse that's sheer that you can see the undergarments through? Or does it just mean a comfortable shirt? So what does casual mean? I think that's a really good question. Whether we're talking about offices or perhaps the person on the street or perhaps the person who is a physician's assistant, perhaps wherever you go, perhaps going to a funeral. What does casual mean? What does not casual mean? And it certainly means different things to different people in different places. But in addition to the experts that I'll talk a little more about, they also just, put this out there for the readers of this magazine to comment on. And again, has office attire become too casual? One person said, no, I don't think you should have to dress up with most jobs. I have to suffer at work all day. I at least want to be comfortable. I would wear my PJs if they would let me. Now, see, right there is a problem. What's casual? Another person that says no says that clothing does not make you a better person. Let the people be comfortable and do their job without sitting there in needlessly expensive, flashy clothes. Again, an interpretation of what is not casual. I can type just as well in jeans and a clean t-shirt as I can in a three-piece suit, if not better. I'm doing the no's here, and then we'll go back to the yeses. Another person, no, says, happy, comfortable workers are productive workers. Things were better when we weren't thinking that we had to step up to that guideline. So those are the no's. And in there, the persons who said no also thought that anything that was not casual had to be expensive. Can you tell which way I'm leaning? Yeah, I have a pretty strong feeling about all this. Okay, has office attire become too casual? The people who said yes said, doesn't matter if you're the CEO of a large corporation or the craftsman building his office. A worker should always look professional. So I apply that to landscapers, to maintenance people, to whatever the job is. That's my interpretation of fitting whatever your profession is. Okay, another yes says, if I walk into a business and I'm greeted by someone who looks like they just rolled out of bed and then slapped on some jeans and a t-shirt, it tells me they aren't serious about representing themselves to the best of their ability, and therefore won't be serious about representing me to the best of their ability either. And one more yes said, I love my weekend hoodies and yoga pants, but would not wear them to work. I'm in awe every day at sloppy, ill-fitting, way too casual clothes that are worn to work. So there's just some ordinary people who gave their opinions about the question. And again, I'm expanding that beyond the office. A couple of examples that I wanted to get personal experience because I'm thinking many places are way too casual. And this is going back in time a couple of years, so don't try to pin it on anybody local. But it was a local financial institution. And when I went in on, and I don't remember if it was Friday or not, but the teller had on, I'm sure, very expensive jeans, you know, with the holes in them and the ragged edges and so on. But jeans with holes in them, and I don't remember, with just an ordinary shirt. But I was shocked. I was shocked that that. So, like you say, I say, you can tell where I'm coming from. And another more recent incident that I've told several people about was a classic pianist playing classical music in a wonderful setting with a most expensive piano. And his clothes were clean. They were okay. It looked like, though, he was going to practice rather than performing in an auditorium for guests. So, yes, I'm definitely on the side of we've gone way too casual. Now, in addition, there has been a bit of research of, does it really make any difference? You know, we have opinions. Makes a difference to me, makes a difference to some other people. But what kind of results does it have in terms of effectiveness, bottom line? So a study California State University psychology professor did said, in fact, formal clothing made people think more expansively and abstractly, more like a leader. The study of men and women found that those less formally dressed tended to focus on more immediate, pragmatic concerns. Interesting. And he goes on to say, it isn't exactly clear why clothes shape thinking, except that it appears to tap into people's sense of power. He isn't saying that clothes actually make the man, but says they can set off a positive chain reaction. And another experiment, this was selling real estate. A professor at the Yale School of Management has studied the connection between clothing and financial advantage in negotiations. And a 2014 study, not so very long ago, he paired men in suits against peers in sweatpants and flip-flops. So there's a pretty big difference there. I mean, really ultra-casual versus pretty formal. Men in suits against peers in sweatpants and flip-flops in a mock real estate sale negotiation. The men in suits negotiated on the average about 10% more profit than their casually dressed counterparts. You behave more dominantly, you compromise less, and part of that is because your interaction partner is allowing you to get away with more, he says, of the men in suits. By comparison, the casually dressed man not only lost money in their deals, more than $1 million below the fair market price, they also felt like losers heading in. So part of, does it make a difference to you, is what's in your own head. But I just think a really interesting question. And who sets those rules? Well, you know, if you're employed, whoever employs you can set the rules. And by the way, KJAN does have a dress code. And that leads me to another example. Again, this has been a number of years ago. A representative from another radio station, not local, came to interview, I don't remember if it was the president of the university, but, you know, some people that maybe should get a little respect, and had on the, what I'm sure that person considered was a perfectly okay outfit, but to me it looked like she came in off doing her farm work. And so I could probably give you more examples, and you could give examples. You know, which way do you vote? Has clothing, has attire become too casual related to the situation? The expert who says yes says that there's a reason that many important jobs require uniforms. It sets a level of expectation for the entire company. The clothing one wears communicates judgment, attention to detail, and values. If your appearance says you prize personal comfort above all, you're imposing your personal priority. And who says that clothes that aren't casual have to be uncomfortable? So, cost, comfort, you can argue with me and I will argue back, because my opinion on has attire become too casual is definitely yes. Until next time, here's a thought. If you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over?